When there is no rain, food is scarce, and man and animals simply die. All vegetables as well as human communities are originally products of the earth. They come from the earth and again they merge into the earth. Similarly, the total material energy is generated from the body of Krishna, and at such a time, the entire cosmic manifestation is visible. When Krishna winds up his energy, everything vanishes. This is explained in the different way in Brahma Samhita 5.4. Yashai kanishvasitta kalam atavam palambya jivan tiloh viraja jagadantanata Vishnu mahasahiranyasya kala visheshu rodhim namah purusham namah vajani. This entire material for creation comes from the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and at the time of creation again enters into him. This process of creation and dissolution is made possible by the breathing of the Mahavishnu, who is only the plenary portion of Krishna. Om Ajnana Timurasya Jnana Shalakya Sakshuru Mitabhena Tasmai Sri Guru Vaya Sri Chaitanya Paramesham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Utpada Vayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeyam Sri Guru Sri Vibhavata Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sarvijatam Sarvanarunatam Tam Sadivam Sarvaitam Sarvutam Parijanasatam Krishna Chaitanyadevam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Jagannatha Sri Satanam Sakta Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Kandara Kandara Tapta Kamsa Yaurangi Yade Vrinda Amishari Vrishabhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hepi Manchakar Vrishya Asindhu Vrishya Paritana Padamayo Vaishnavayo Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaurava Bhaktar Vinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Sri Hare.
Hare Krishna. Blessings of all Vaishnavas. We discuss the Srimad Bhagavatam, the morning prayer for purification. Translation. During the rainy season, water is generated from the sun, and in due course of time, during the summer season, the very same water is again absorbed by the sun. Similarly, all humanity, moon and inert are generated from the earth, and again after some time they all return to the earth at rest. Similarly, everything emanates from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and because of time, everything enters into him again. This verse is spoken by Narada Muni, and he is speaking to the Brajetas. That's the chapter. Narada instructs the Brajetas. When we read this translation, one point comes is that we usually say, okay, we are born here and we are here for some time and then we are going to go back. So this is you come nothing and you're going to go nothing. So you do nothing. In one way, people see, okay, fine, this is all going to be temporary. This is nothing going to be permanent. What is generated, it is being taken away. Nothing going to be lost long. So then, can be used to stay what you are and just leave. That's it. Everything temporary, so don't take it serious. Now another way that Prabhupada explains in this Bhagavad talks about the Supreme Person. Because it's really inconceivable that everything comes out of a person and everything goes back into a person. This is Achintya Veda Tattva. Oneness and difference, if you really see. That impersonalists, they cannot think because they think everything is pervasive. So nothing. nothing comes something, and then from after some time something becomes nothing. If you ask how, then you hear something. So this is kind of impossible understanding, that everything comes from Maya, everything comes from Brahman. But then in this chapter, or every time again, that the absolute truth is being realized in three aspects: Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Even though all three are same, but the students are not in the same category. We have to understand this. This is the same absolute truth in a different aspect is represented. Brahman, the effulgent, and the Paramatma, localized, and the Bhagavan, the Supreme Person. Even though this Brahman is nothing but the effulgence of the Supreme Lord, that's what here, you know, it says here in Brahma Samhita as well. This effulgent is coming out of the body of the Supreme Lord, is emanating. But that person who is the cause of all causes and who is the maintainer of all, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, Krishna said, everything comes from me, the spiritual, the material. But can we see Krishna? Not with material eyes. So the person who is there, but everything coming from him, but we can't see it without material eyes. How can we see Krishna? How can we understand that there is like a devotional service, that is Atta Shri Krishna Amadhi. Starting from our tongue, that we chant the holy name, we taste Krishna Prasada. When the senses are engaged in the service of Krishna, then we can see the Supreme Lord. That is the point here Narada Muni is presenting, that devotional service is the ultimate goal of all living entities. Narada Muni, why he is telling this verse? He's glorifying the Supreme Lord. This verse and next verse are connected. And few verses he talks about the opulence or the Aishwarya, the knowledge of the opulence, the greatness of the Lord. Prabhupada quotes this 9.4, Mastani Sarvabhutani, that Krishna says, every living is in me, but I am not in them. Now I am aloof from them. Everything is resting upon me. That everything, whatever you see, that Krishna is the source. Krishna is the maintainer, Krishna is the source. But Krishna never directly associated with the material nature. But the material nature is under the control of Krishna. But Krishna is not under the control of material nature. So when we know that this personality, he is so great, then we develop some reverence, adoration, and devotion. The more we know about the person's greatness, the more we appreciate that person. And we want to associate, or we want to identify some relationship or connection with that person. It's like the material world. If someone is famous, a little bit connection we have, we want to magnify and tell people that this person I know. More than that, that person knows me. Right? Because everyone knows, you know, like for example, if you take a Premier of Victoria, everyone knows Premier of Victoria. But the more important is that the Premier knows you, that is more important. It makes a big difference. Similarly, that when we know that Krishna is so great, then there we develop devotion, we want to surrender to Krishna. That he has ultimate, all powerful, all knowledgeable, omniscient. He knows past, present, and future. Everything comes here, you can see. The living entity is coming from him. The material energy is coming from him. So then we can be able to surrender to Krishna with confidence. So Narada Muni is speaking to Prachitas, and it is very practical section. If I was reading these few verses before also. Why it is practical? Because the Prachitas personally saw Lord Shiva, personally saw Lord Vishnu, had association with them, beautiful conversation, prayers of Prachitas to Lord Vishnu. Rudra Gita was given by Lord Shiva, benedictions he saw, and respect, reverence, everything he saw. Here again Narada Muni is coming, and of course the Prachitas prayed for the association of the pure devotees to Lord Vishnu, and this is the arrangement of the Lord that Narada Muni visiting Prachitas. But more interesting is Prachitas admitting that, can you please enlighten us in transcendental knowledge? Can you tell us what we have to do? Why is that so? They are saying, we have forgotten the instructions of Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu, even though we personally met them, because we have been totally absorbed and involved in this futile materialistic life. When Prachitas met the Lord Vishnu, Vishnu told that he will come back home. You will get frustrated, you will leave this and you will come back home. And thousands of years, thousands of celestial years, you are going to rule the kingdom, you are going to live a happy life in this material world, and then you come back. But they are saying, because of our involvement in this materialistic way of living, the so-called materialistic way here in this case, that they are in fact doing their duty of progenation. But then that forgetfulness creeps in. And again Narada Muni is reminding that one has to do devotional service. From the birth, you could be a great austerity penances. In fact, Prachitas, they control the mind by the yogasanas, by the pranayama, by austerity, mind control, their lifestyle is controlled, everything is under their control. But one thing is missing, that is devotional service. One may be expert in reading the Vedas, one may be expert in studying the Shastras, one may be expert in doing the austerity and penances, one may be expert in jnana or yoga or karma or whatever. But if you miss the devotional service and devotion to Supreme Lord, surrender to the Supreme Lord, then that is useless. Even one has to perform perfection of yoga, yogic or karma or jnani, one needs bhakti. But for bhakti, one doesn't need this kind of activities. So this is why practical, because we are in this material world and time and again we forget. This is natural. We enjoy some sense gratification, we forget that also. We have some moments in Krishna consciousness where we are spiritually uplifted, and then time takes away, time gives that. Krishna says, from me comes the forgetfulness, from me comes the remembrance and knowledge. This forgetfulness is there, we forget. It just fades away. But then materialistic also working hard to get reminded that how one should come up with new and new gadgets, new and new sense objects, to get reminded of the bondage and get entangled in this material world. But then on the other hand, there is also pure devotees who are also wandering place to place, going from one house to another house to just get reminded about the Supreme Personality. One is artificial, one is permanent, because that devotional service of Krishna consciousness is within our heart, which is covered with the layers of this material association.
It is not something artificial. It is there in our heart. And by associating with the Supreme, representative of the Supreme Person, a Godhead, then the living entity gets reminded of its original position of a soul that serves to Krishna. And this is the greatest compassion, this is the greatest benediction of a pure devotee, that he voluntarily goes and wakes up the sleeping soul for Krishna consciousness. So what then everyone not in pure devotees stand or in that level. If you see the spectrum of devotional service, not everyone is so absorbed in devotion in Krishna or Krishna consciousness that they are untouched by the effects of material energy. Not possible. Not everyone in that category. At the same time, where devotees, they are not totally engrossed in self gratification as well. Because when they come in contact with devotees, when they come in contact with the process of devotional service, they get some knowledge of how the suffering is the effect of self-gratification and how this whole thing is built on a foundation which can crumble any time. So when they know that, then there is a fear that they don't want to go back into the life which they have given up. At the same time, they cannot be admitting that they are a pure devotee. So what to do in midlife crisis? So one of the important thing is that we make endeavor for association of devotees. Because association of devotees will remind one's position in this material world, how pathetic, and also to remind the position in the spiritual world, how one should be able to desire. That devotee, by his presence, that one inspired to do devotional service, then that Vaishnava is a pure devotee. This is what Narada Muni is doing. When Narada Muni appeared, they can able to understand that what they are doing is not the best, and they wanted to get enlightened. They said, "You are like the sunshine, you are like the light. When you appear, you dissipate the darkness of ignorance within us." This is what Prajapati is saying to Narada Muni. And we tell this, "Om Ajnana Timiranasya Ajnana Janashalakya." This knowledge is, this is the spiritual master opened the eyes with the torchlight of knowledge by ignorance. Because when such devotee is present, they are the Bhagavan. Because they have Bhagavan in their heart, and when they appear, they bring down the Supreme Lord with them, and that actually dissipates all the ignorance in the heart of the conditioned soul, and they get reminded. There is a question when Mahaprabhu was there in Puri, when the devotees come during the Chaturmasya. When they are going back, some Kulina Gram devotees, I think, they asked a question. Forgot the name, Khan and Satyaraj Khan, the two devotees, they asked a question. Who is a Vaishnava? First of all, they ask question, you know, we are materialistic, we are householder. What are we going to do, you know? Well, give us some instruction. They ask question to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, "You chant Hare Krishna. You worship the Supreme Lord and you serve the Vaishnavas." This is what Mahaprabhu said. You chant Hare Krishna on one hand, you worship the Supreme Lord and serve the Vaishnava, you will be taken care. And then they ask, "Who is a Vaishnava?" Mahaprabhu said, "Anyone who chant, he is a Vaishnava. Anyone who chant is a Vaishnava. Among that, who is the best Vaishnava? That just by his presence,
than one is inspired to chant, one is inspired to do devotional service, then he is the best Vaishnava. And what I want to say, you go and preach, take this. I'm just how can I distribute this devotional, the fruits of devotional service? I'm alone, one person cannot do this. He sent Nityananda to Bengal to preach. He sent all his associates to go and preach. He himself go and preaching in South India. How forgetfulness what you see from this episode. That Mahaprabhu is going to South India Yatra and he took his one of the servants. He doesn't want anyone. He said, I'm going to go alone. But then the associate Nityananda Prabhu and others, they are not happy, they want to send one. They said, who will carry your danda, clothes or whatever? You will be in ecstasy, you will forget. You need some servant who will take care of things, you know, basically. And who will carry your things. So they send Kala Krishna Das. So Mahaprabhu went to South India near Madurai. They came across this Bhattacharis. They are nomadic gypsy group. How they increase the population, they send the women and only men and they make it into their group. This is what they do. And they somehow or other attracted Kala Krishna Das, who was present with Mahaprabhu. The Supreme Lord is with him when he forgot. So then he went with them. Then Mahaprabhu went and they started to attack Mahaprabhu with all his weapons and everything. Then my mystic potential, Mahaprabhu, who can touch and who can harm it? Whatever they throw, it went back and hit them. So they were scared and they ran. And then he grabbed the shikha of Kala Krishna Das and dragged and brought him back. He saved from the headquarters of Maya. The living entities are stuck badly and forgetful. Here, Prachetha, they are darshan of Shiva, they are darshan of Lord Vishnu. What else do you want? But they forgot. Because of the influence of the material energy. So, everyone is forgetful of Krishna. The material world, everyone is forgetful of Krishna. But some get reminded and some come to remind them. Now, don't be in a utopian world that since because I was in the peak of my spiritual ecstasy in one day in Krishna consciousness, then I can be on that all the time. That is not possible. We have seen so many devotees have come, so many devotees have gone. Prabhupada said, should be surprised that some devotees are staying back. Because what we are encountering is the most powerful energy which is coming from Krishna, the Maya Shakti. It is not an easy thing. It is a war. So we are declaring war against Maya. Forgetfulness coming every day that we forget Krishna. No problem. We start again. Don't give up. That these things are not like the clouds which is covering the sun. You just hold on and soon the clouds will be dissipated. So we should be able to understand that yes, I'll be time and again, I forget Krishna, But then I should associate with devotees again and again. Then we can able to be in Krishna consciousness. So it's not like a one self achievement that there is a milestone in Krishna consciousness. That if you play like a game or something, you know, where they give you money, after certain questions, they have a safety net kind of thing. That you go out, even if you don't answer the question, still you will get that much amount. You know, it's like a thing. So Baba said, we should work our Krishna consciousness every day. It's not like, okay, fine, one is gone to a high level, then from that he will not come down. No, if you don't work, there is no such guarantee that one will remain in Krishna consciousness. Time will come, challenges will come, and opposition, obstacles, many things come on our way. But we should remember our goal and we should take association of devotees so that they can remind us of our goal and it will help us to move forward. So here we can see the form which the Rachetas and the Lord Shiva, when they gave me the Shyam Sundar form. And here the living entities emanated and going back, we can see in the Brahma Samhita, that is the Mahavishnu, who is the planetary portion of Krishna. You see, Krishna is such a great personality, but he is ready to render service to his devotees. Even though he doesn't have anything to do with the material world, but his only thing is that he wants to serve his devotees, and the only concern of devotees is to serve Krishna. So these are the points in this paper, and this is the what I can say. If anyone has any correction, questions or comments, please. Yes,
ma'am. Whether the Prachetas said that or not, they said that or not, only that they have forgotten what we heard. Whether they said that out of humility or their humility?
No, after that they say, they say the reason also why they forget. They say because they got involved, absorbed totally in their, you know, materialistic way of living, their ruling, their family. They say the text number 6, O Master, may we inform you that because of being overly attached to family affairs, we almost forgot the instruction we received from Lord Shiva to Lord Vishnu. You see that? See, family affairs is not bad, but then overly attached is a problem. And we see that because time and again, when that overly attached or over endeavor or things are getting over the board, then we don't have time for Krishna consciousness. Simple as that. You know, practical life. Because it takes time, energy, it takes a lot of effort to run any materialistic thing or something. To run a family, to maintain a family, get the things, to solve, to pay the bills, to work. So many things one has to do. And where is the time for, you know, performance of devotional service? So, what one is doing, one should not stop, but one can purify and offer it to Krishna. That way what he is doing becomes devotional service. and it takes a lot of conviction, faith and that's why the spiritual masters, the devotees, the senior devotees, the Kriksha gurus and many are there. When we listen from them or when we read and when we associate with them, we have a check. Okay, I think you know it's enough now. Let me focus on spirituality. Otherwise one is forfeited and one is carried away. Okay. Rāśo bhāvatam ki jāsa kāpāyā.